Welcome to Simple Life Radio, stories for the adventurous at heart. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez, for this next hour where we focus on perspectives and experiences from the folks on the Central Coast of California. You know, it's interesting that music sales and music popularity are continually at the top of all the lists of what people want to do. I mean, everybody has some kind of music on their cell phone, in their bedroom, in their car, in the kitchen. I really am curious about that. I mean, the power of sound. We use sound for cleaning our jewelry. We use sound to clean our teeth sometimes. We use sound to calm us, to energize us. It's amazing. And with us today in studio is a local woman, Valley Francis, who is going to talk with us about the power of sound. Welcome, Valley.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.
It's good having you. So glad that you can be here in studio. Mm-hmm. Now, I know because I met you in the bookstore, Pilgrim's Way Bookstore, that you work with crystal bowls, and you do that because of the healing elements that has for people.
Absolutely. Sound really does affect the body, mind, and spirit.
Yes. And I was hoping that you could share with our listeners here, what was the first experience you had that led you to being so passionate about working with sound?
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, I've been studying Native American ceremony and herbal medicine for many, many years. And I was invited to go camping up at Mount Shasta. Everybody knows what a powerful spot that is on the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in the world, yes. And so anyway, I was talking to a very good friend, and she says, you know, you're going to go up there. Why don't you go into this, you know, Shasta City and make an appointment with Bev at the Crystal Room. She goes, she has some really great crystal bowls. I just have a feeling you guys will be connect. So I said, okay, great. So after, you know, living on the top of the mountain up there for 5 days and camping.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just extraordinary. If anybody gets a chance to go up there, it's just a wonderful, sacred, beautiful place. So anyway, coming down the mountain and made an appointment with Bev. Mm-hmm. And she takes you into her private room, and pretty large room. And you walk in, and there's probably close to 200 of these alchemy crystal singing bowls, anywhere from platinum to 24 karat gold to ruby to emerald.
Now, just to be clear for our listeners, these are not bowls made out of platinum or 24 karat gold. They are base crystal quartz bowls that have been they've been heated along with the alchemy of a stone or a metal, and then the qualities of that stone or metal literally adhere to the quartz crystal bowl. Yeah. And the bowl then carries the properties from that alchemy element. So, yeah, then they do take on that color.
They do. And they're actually infused, a second firing of the bowl. So they become part of the bowl. And thank you very much for clarifying that. And so she took me on a journey from my root chakra to my crown chakra, seven circles of these beautiful bowls. And, you know, having your crown chakra wide open, and I haven't been the same since. So anyway, I knew I wanted to buy a bowl, and I remembered this beautiful blue one. And so we brought her out, and she taught me how to play. And she's been infused with kyanite, which is a very powerful, sacred healing stone itself. And so I connected with her, and I just knew there was one more. And so I chose a lapidolite bowl. And unbeknownst to me, but this particular bowl is one of seven in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't make them like that anymore. So anyway, I got to take them home, and I lived with them for probably a good year, just kind of playing with them and getting to know them. And then I began to notice there was something changing and shifting in myself. And the biggest movement I remember is I was in a relationship. It was pretty great. but there just wasn't quite, there was something there, and I just got clear that, you know, I could settle, but I wasn't willing to settle anymore. And so I completed that relationship, and just kind of, it's been a journey opening my heart and healing, and I'm much, much stronger in my day-to-day job and speaking up for myself, and my whole spirit has just expanded. That's the perfect word for using these crystal bowls, is an expansion, and really discovering our own truth. You know, what's really matters to us. And, you know, and you have to look at, you know, how long you've been living for other people, for the, you know, for approval or however you want to put that. But, so it's just, I feel like I'm grown up and, and so, I just kind of just acknowledged that in myself. And I thought, you know what, I need to share these. And I ran into a friend, and she said, "Hey, I'm going up to Seattle for this vibrational certification course." I'm going, "You can do this, you know?
You mean for a job?"
Yeah, exactly. So, wow. I went up, and I completed Tom Kenyon.
Oh yes,
yes, yes. His certification course, and it was altering. Yeah.
How long was the course?
It was a five-day course, uh-huh. You know, 10-hour days.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's an intensive.
It really was. But just being in the room with Tom was, you know, really transformative in itself.
And I bet.
And in all the energy of the people that are open and willing to learn this transformational art. Yes.
And mm-hmm. So now this is something that you want to share. I know we talked about your passion and real commitment to sharing this, and set up an event at the bookstore. That event is scheduled for May 16th in the evening, starting 6 p.m. It will be in the Secret Garden in the Dome, and it is a donation basis, $10 to $15 requested. And during that event, you're going to play for people, but not just for entertainment.
Right, yeah, this will be, I'll be playing the bowls, and it would be a clearing, because the two particular bowls clear out the negative and just in charge the positive. So it would be a nice little clearing for the end of the week, and a healing if that's wanted and needed, and certainly a blessing.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
Yes, it's wonderful to, like, complete the week. Yes.
So, Valli, do you ever use these bowls in meditation?
Yes, I do. You know, I've been working with Eva Geetz for probably close to 3 years now, and she does the mindfulness meditation classes. And really introducing to the people that are just starting to get in touch with meditation and how valuable it is health-wise. You know, really connecting with your body.
And so how does the bowl play in that?
The vibration just very gently awakens our spirit and our physical and mental bodies.
Mm-hmm. You know what it made me think of? Years ago, back when Gateways was still alive and well in Santa Cruz, they hosted an event with Dr. Emoto, who is the one...
Water crystal.
Yeah,
yes,
he works with the water crystals.
Yes.
He did a lot of early research with photographing crystals, mm-hmm. and noticing that the actual patterns and shapes of the water crystal itself, mm-hmm. would change depending on the emotion or the words that were used, which is just fabulous. I mean, it, you know, I'm sure for some folks this is like way out there. But we're mostly water.
Yes, we are. Yes. And, you know, the vibration, that's where the vibration, you can see it in the water. It shows up in the water. Otherwise, it's just out in the air, and we feel it, but we can't see it. But in the water, it shows up.
So do you have it in the crystal bowl when you play it?
At times I do, and then at the end of the session, the treatment, we both share the water.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Oh, I love
that. Might as well get all you can, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of folks don't know this, but I'm actually a trained massage therapist, and I actually taught certification massage so people can actually do it professionally.
Right.
And one of the classes that I took when I was in my training was a very deep method of massage, and the instructor brought vibrational tools and taught us how to use them on the body. And he didn't have a crystal bowl. He had a Tibetan metal bowl.
Yes, brass bowl.
Brass bowl. And he had tinctures, and he had tuning forks.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, on a practical level, when I would be working with a massage client, and there would be invariably, you know, we can all relate to this. I'm really tense right here. Can you work out the knot? So I start working out the knot the old-fashioned deep tissue way, and that knot is not budging. Mm. It's not budging.
Yes.
And I don't want to, like, totally traumatize the person on a soft tissue level, so I pull out my brass singing bowl, set it right on that knot
spot,
and play it.
Yes.
And one time when I did this, the client was still, for a few minutes I played it, maybe 2 minutes, because it's a long time when you're playing consistently. And then all of a sudden she lifted her head up and she said, "What was that?" And I, you know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Oh no, something what did I do?
And I said, I'm not sure. What did you experience? And she said, all of a sudden, I was back at home with my parents, and my dad, who had hit me right there in that spot that you were working on,
yes.
I had forgotten about that completely, and I just experienced every part of it, including the emotion, and she's sobbing.
Wow. Yes.
Now, there was no more knot.
Yeah.
And I know that we hold things on a cellular level in our body.
Yes.
Not like we're bad people for holding on to them.
Oh, no, it's just, yeah.
If they don't process, they still exist. They have to be somewhere. And so my experience with the Tibetan bowls as the example is that, you know, you described yourself as expanding. I just really feel like they unwind things back to their natural state.
Exactly. Yeah, the vibration goes down to the cellular level, and it awakens our natural healing system, our immune system, you know, whatever needs to happen. It gently awakens that spot, and it deeply touches our emotions, and it gives us a chance to go back to, you know, those things that we just totally, absolutely forgot, blocked out for whatever reason.
Sure.
Yeah. So it just gives us an opportunity to, you know, take the opportunity to be able to heal ourselves again.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, this is really fascinating. So what kind of work did you do before you stumbled across these bowls?
Like I said, doing ceremonies, you know, with the Native Americans, and lots of herbology, and, you know, just...
So you've always been in the alternative fields.
Yes.
never in the corporate world or more secular kinds of...
No, I've been in the dental world for now 42 years.
Okay,
yes,
well,
there you go. Yes, indeed. And,
yeah.
And I had my own orthodontic laboratory for 26 years.
No way.
Yes, yeah. So, I've been a very successful businesswoman. Yes, so I get to recreate that. And bring that experience into what I'm up to, what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, and that
right.
is sound healing. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. And so, what is your goal or your dream in terms of what you bring into the world through sound healing?
Wow. Share with as many people as I can. You know, the sound, and I will. I plan to travel the world and go visit other, you know, modalities and, you know, other aspects of sound healing, and just network and grow and expand. Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, kind of like being a good example of what's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. An alternative example is always welcome, I got to say. There's been a number of shows on this station, AM 540, KRXA, around the American dream and how our lives just really aren't, they aren't showing up like our parents' American dream.
Oh, definitely. Much
you know,
different.
You have a career for 30 years. You buy a house and pay it off in 10 to 15. You raise your kids. You retire in the house. And, you know, that just does not happen anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different world. Yes. And so for a lot of people, there's really a need to find a new way to look at things, to find a new way to think about your own life, your future, even your health.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, without getting into the politics of healthcare and what all of that brings up for people, I think one thing has been accomplished is we've really been motivated to think about taking responsibility for our own health.
Absolutely.
Rather than assuming that the FDA is going to take care of it, or assuming that our general practitioner is going to take care of it, or the ER doctors are going to take care of it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not working out to be like that.
Exactly.
And because of that, I think there's an opening for alternative thought.
Yes. And we need to start thinking differently, alternatively, and awaken to, man, there is so much more, and maybe that could lead us to do whatever we can do to change how things are.
And starting with ourselves.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a short break, but before we do, I want to let listeners know that you are listening to KRXA 540 AM live streaming at radiomonterey.com or KXA540.com. Archives from today's show will be available through our website, pilgrimsway.com, by clicking on the Simple Life Radio tab and identifying the episode. There are prior episodes there as well, probably about 40 or so now. You can either listen online or download. Send the link to your friends if they missed it and you thought it was a great episode. We're in studio today with Valley Francis. She is a crystal bowl medicine crystal medicine singing bowl healer, and she will be at Pilgrim's Way this May 16th, beginning at 6 o'clock. So if you'd like to know more about that, you could always give us a call at the bookstore. Our number is 831-624-4955, or you could just go online at our website, pilgrimsway.com, where we have a listing for that under the events page. We're going to go ahead and take that break now, so stay with us. We'll be right back with more Simple Life. We're back from that break. Thanks for staying with us. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez, and our guest today, local Valley Francis, is here talking with us about vibrational healing. Oftentimes by mainstream, something that's thought of as very fringe, you know, using a crystal bowl and a mallet and making a sound like your finger on a wine glass.
Yes.
And it's a little whimsical, perhaps, at the onset when you're watching. Perhaps, you know, you think that there's really nothing to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if anyone listening is halfway curious about this, I would recommend that you come and experience it for yourself. You're not going to be sold anything. You're not going to be surveyed. It's just, it's an opening to an experience. And really, that's where we all need to get to. We need to get to a place where we have our own opinion.
Exactly.
About whatever it is that we're encountering. Don't take someone else's word for it. But it strikes me, Valley, that you were in the dental field for so long. And obviously very invested in that and very serious about it.
Yes.
And that is a field of health.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so when you were in that field and obviously working to help people, did you ever feel like at some point you really weren't helping them as much as you wanted to?
Well, it's kind of funny. when I was making retainers,
yeah,
you know, this is going to sound funny, but I did this. I said a little prayer as I finished them, and it was like, may you speak your truth. So that was kind of like putting a little spiritual touch on some, you know, piece of acrylic and wire, you know.
Yeah.
But there was just something. I've always had this. There's something else. There's something else. So I've always been a seeker.
Mm.
And then, you know, really delving into, you know, in touch with Gaia, you know, Mother Earth, and the sacredness and you know, learning celebrations and the ceremony of her, just kept me open.
So for those of you listening, if you have a retainer,
that's why you've been saying everything.
Have a family member with a retainer.
That was many moons ago, but yes.
I hear you. It's just adorable. You know, you never know.
No,
what
you
kinds
never know.
Of hands touch the things that you use in your daily life.
Exactly.
You never know.
Exactly.
Is that has that been an issue for you, speaking your truth? Maybe that's something of real value because you strive for it.
Yes, you know, growing up and, you know, doing what, you know, you're supposed to do. And, you know, like you were speaking, things are not like our parents were. And, but we still have, I felt like I was, you know, still put in that box and, trying to, do the best I can in that little box, but always knowing that, I didn't really fit in that box, but I always really tried. And I did pretty well, but when it came to my heart, it just wasn't, there wasn't a lot of fulfillment.
That's a big issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that we as women have perhaps more of a burden or are affected more deeply with, you know, wanting to fit in the box to please others or to do what we're supposed to or to be of service.
Absolutely.
And it's a natural thing if you are here as a youth and have an admonishment by people that you love and respect that things are supposed to be a certain way, and that's you know, how it's supposed to be, and that's how it works, and that's how your mother and grandmother did it, and
tradition.
Yeah, that it weighs very heavy. Mm-hmm. It weighs very heavy. In fact, sometimes we don't consider possibilities because we're told that they're not possibilities.
Yeah. What really woke me up is having, you know, my daughter. And you know, I remember when she was young, infant, and just saying, you know, it's going to be different between her and I. Not that it was horrible with my mom or grandmother, but I couldn't put words to it, but I knew that there was something, that there was a cycle, a cyclical energy, or however you want to say that I wanted to branch out of, and not having those restraints on my daughter. So that really started my road to, you know, exploring transformational adventures.
Yeah. And how old is your daughter now?
Oh my goodness, she'll be 39 the 4th of July.
Wow, and your relationship is really close?
Yes. Yeah. You know, there's ebbs and flows, but it's kind of like, you know, you get really close and then you kind of part, but in that parting there's this another expand, we expand and then we come back together and share, and I have four wonderful grandchildren.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, yeah. So I'm so blessed.
Well, I can totally relate to your comment about wanting to do it differently. I bet a lot of people listening could relate to that too.
Yes.
You know, it's sort of, I think of it anyway, like the times, they're changing.
Exactly.
And we're changing with them in so many ways. And
it was the time where we grew up, as you know, in the the 60s, late 50s, 60s, and that was the movement and the revolution, and, you know, all of that wonderful opening and really out there.
Well, and for a lot of people, it drove a wedge between family members and brought a lot of pain.
Yes.
You know, when you want to do things differently, sometimes that's taken as a betrayal.
Right, exactly.
And sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's seen with uncertainty.
The big unknown, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
But a lot of folks are lucky enough to have family members who say, good luck. I hope you can find a better way. And I'm really sorry for what I now know I didn't do a good job at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And after all, tomorrow is Mother's Day. So I'm glad we're having this conversation.
I know. Happy Mother's Day,
Happy
everyone.
Happy Mother's Day. That's right. So how does that fall into your life experience, the whole issue of forgiveness or disappointment? Have you kind of handled that piece as well?
Well, I've given myself a lot of chances to forgive myself. And, you know, I have made mistakes, and I've made a lot of amends in my life, and amends to myself in forgiveness and having compassion for myself and knowing who I am. I will always do my best, and, you know, and growing up and taking responsibility and, you know, all those things we eventually get to do.
Well, it's such an important thing, and it's also a really touchy thing to talk about, the whole topic of forgiveness and parents. And, you know, it doesn't matter really how old a person is. They still remember aspects of their growing up years that perhaps they recognize created trauma or disappointment, mm-hmm. or just misguidance.
Exactly. It's like I always felt so ignorant. But I was just out there.
Yeah.
So it's
and if we don't let go of some of that in our past, it again, like that story I told about my massage client, it can literally lodge in our body somewhere.
It does. It sticks, and then there's habits and that are created around it to avoid it or to even address it. That become unhealthy, that just keeps that stuckness locked in.
Yeah, and then that progresses. Not to mention the fact that it's a blockage that keeps us from being present and really free in our life.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, able to enjoy our life and have the kind of quality relationships that we long for.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Our guest today in studio is local Valley Francis. She works with Crystal Singing Bowls. And she has agreed to come to our store in Carmel on Dolores between 5th and 6th at the Secret Garden, part of Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore. May 16th is a Friday, and we're going to begin at 6 o'clock in the garden. It will be a private group, so if you'd like to come, there is a requested donation of $10 to $15, but please RSVP. It is a fairly limited space in the dome at the Secret Garden. So give us a call, 831-624-4955, or an email, and let us know that you'd like us to plan on seeing you there that evening. And, this is a fascinating conversation. So, Valley, does your daughter like the singing bowls?
No.
Okay, that's fair.
She's kind of in the corporate world, and so she has a little different perspective.
Yeah,
but she's not. You know, she's just that's what mom does.
She probably says, "That's cool, mom.
That's
you go
cool, mom.
For it."
Yeah, right. Exactly. I know. I told her I'd be on the radio. Wow, that is so great. I love you, mom. I'll be thinking of you. So even my granddaughters. Yeah.
Oh, how old are your grandkids?
My eldest, Justice, he's 16, and Madison's 14, Caitlin's 12, and little Aiden is 4.
And they live in
San Luis Obispo.
Oh, San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
Right.
Another beautiful spot
Another
in the world.
Another beautiful spot. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. lovely. Yeah. And so do you get to see your grandkids very often?
I have an agreement with them. I either every 4 to 6 weeks I'm down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's it is. Good. To see him play softball or football or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And kids are so drawn to sound. It's like sound and water.
They're plugged in all the time. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. 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 The first time my eldest, I introduced him to the bowls and I played him. He goes, wow, that's kind of loud. And I said, hold out your hands. And I put the bowl on his hands and I gently
tapped it.
And his eyes got so big, goes, oh my gosh, I felt it, you know.
That would be the vibrational part.
The vibration, yeah. Yes, exactly. So it's just like, you know, introduced to him to a whole nother facet to sound is the vibration, the feel
right.
That, yeah.
A few years back, we had a whole slew of quartz crystal bowls in the Secret Garden, and I dedicated one whole section of the dome to have them on display, and people could come in and use the mallet and play them. And most people felt a little intimidated by them, to be honest. But whenever I would go out and show them, you know, how they work and how to play them, I would say, put your hand close to the bowl without touching it.
Yes.
And see what you feel. Mm-hmm. And they're just blown away. In fact, you know, now that I'm telling you this, I remember a specific example where there was a couple, you know, in their 30s or 40s, and they were wandering through, and they had never seen anything like it, and Paul, my husband, had been playing the bowls in the garden that day. So he said, would you like to hear it? And he said, sure. How does it work? And so he started playing the quartz crystal bowl, frosted quartz crystal mm-hmm. bowl.
Yes.
You know, maybe a minute, 2 minutes at the most. And this gentleman said, oh, my God. And his wife said, what? And he goes, I can hear in my left ear.
Oh, my goodness. He couldn't hear? That's crazy.
Yeah. He had lost his hearing in one of his ears, and wow. It had come back just from playing that bowl. Now, I'm not saying that he was healed forever, but you never know. You never know when cellular structure gets reorganized and cleansed and opened.
Yes, exactly.
You never know.
And the sound from these beautiful bowls, they go and seek blockages. They can do that in your chakra system, your energy systems, and gently acknowledge and awake those spots. And then it just like unfolds. Just like your client with her shoulder and the
brass bowl. That's mm-hmm. right.
Once we wake up to these blockages and with focused intention, I don't think there's too many things that we can't do to heal ourselves.
So, you know, the body's natural methodology is to regain balance for itself.
Yes, absolutely.
Homeostasis.
Yes, remember it's allowing our bodies to remember the well-beingness of who we are as a human body system. And then it just encourages and supports that natural healing to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it could be something physical, like, you know, emotional or, you know, just some unhealthy habits and patterns that we've had in our lives. There's just multifaceted.
Or it could just be a matter of expanding our intake valve for a higher vibration.
Absolutely. Receiving. That's nowadays, I mean, how long, you know, how often do we sit down and really listen to even a beautiful piece of music?
That's so true.
Exactly. It's just like, wow, sit down. I tell my clients, relax, breathe, and receive.
Oh, yeah, that's, I like that.
Exactly. And it's like, wow, giving ourselves that time you know, to be quiet with ourselves.
And you're giving them permission, which I think we all so desperately need.
Exactly. We need that break to get out of our, you know, everyday environment, out from underneath the, you know, the lights and all of that, just to get in, to go inward.
So I
get to create that and give permission and encourage and support that.
That's awesome. Well, we're coming up on another break here, so I want to just let everyone know the music that I played to transition into break that I am playing again. The artist is Ashana, and it's her newest title, River of Light. So I think this is wonderful. She does actually use the alchemy crystal bowls, yes, and credits Bev at the crystal room in Shasta, Mount Shasta there. So if you're curious, we have it at the store. We'll be happy to play it for you. We do demo our music there at the store. Our store, Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Secret Garden in downtown Carmel on Dolores between 5th and 6th. You can find us on the web at pilgrimsway.com or give us a call at 831-624-4955 and we will take care of you. So stay with us. We'll have more with Valley Francis after this break. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez, and you're listening to Simple Life. We're back with Simple Life Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Fernandez, and our guest, Valley Francis, has been here with us talking about this really interesting subject of vibrational healing. And Valley, now that we are back from this break, we have a little bit of time to really focus in. I want to find out from you, what experiences have you had with people that you've been using these crystal medicine singing bowls with so far?
I had this wonderful client come in, and at the time, I had never met her before. So we had this wonderful conversation, and when I work with my clients, I ask them to bring an intention, what they're working on, and you know what they want to get out of our working together. She was, I would say, in her 30s. So we just had this lovely, lovely session. And afterwards, she shared with me that this beautiful white steed came in her vision while we were working. She'd never had that experience before. And she felt real, this strong, strong energy. It was, that was like a year and a half ago that we worked together. And I had heard from one of her friends that introduced us to work together and about her experience. And after I heard it, I called her up and I said, wow, is this really true? She said, yes. And what she discovered was this white horse kept coming into her dreams. And every time she would have these dreams with the horse, she just felt stronger and stronger inside. Mm. She had a huge incompleteness with her mom. She had passed away. She had never gone and seen or visit her mom's grave. It was it's always in the background. It's like, well, okay, what am I going to do? So she got the courage up and she went to where her mom was buried in this graveyard. And guess what? There was a pasture.
No way.
Yes. And there was a white horse.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And she said that she has not been the same. It validated her. Like she can trust herself. Like whatever her desires are, she can do that. Really gave her a sense of strength.
Well, probably intensified her connection with her own intuition.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when those things come, right, that was what I ate or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But once you had that experience and that huge validation, and besides completing with her mom, wow, it was like, you know, cutting a tether.
Well, not only that, but regardless of what our parents have done, they were the vessel we came into this world.
Absolutely.
As a result of.
Right.
And so, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag because we really do, on some level, owe them some respect.
Honor. Absolutely.
And unless we fulfill that part of it, we are in debt and there's no outrunning it.
Incomplete. We're never ever complete, and
that's
and we take that into all of our other relationships in one way or the other. It's part of the baggage.
It is, and oftentimes, very commonly, it gets handed down to your own kids.
Absolutely.
Or your grandkids.
Yes.
And I, you know, I don't know how many people out there can relate to this, but there's this funny thing that happens when you open your mouth and your parents come out in your words.
No, I sounded like my mom.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, not that we don't forgive our mom human and whatever, doing her best. But but like we said earlier in this interview, you know, there's a lot of things that a lot of us have said, you know, I really want to find a better way to handle this or to say this. So I just want to give honor to that one piece about don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Absolutely.
Our parents are the vehicles that get us here.
Exactly.
And, they, regardless of what they did, and I'm sure some of you will take exception with this, but by and large, they went through a lot, to stick by us and stick with us in whatever situation.
Absolutely.
And so
the best that they could.
Yeah. And so sometimes to complete a contract is to acknowledge that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it is Mother's Day tomorrow. So
it is. So happy. It's a great day to acknowledge your mom.
That's right.
And love her.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes.
So I'm just going to mention now because it's crossed my mind and I'll probably forget later, but tomorrow in the Secret Garden at the store, I'm doing a special event. I will continue to do on the second Sunday of each month, but I'm having a garden demonstration of how to create your own little succulent dish garden.
Great.
Starting at noon. It's just, you know, come whenever. There's no formality to it really. So I'll do that from noon to 1 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock I'm going to demonstrate how easy it is to set up your own fountain, kind of design whatever kind of fountain you want to do and set that up. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to put those together with a few other things and create an altar.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Create a sacred space. So
what a gift for yourself or your mom.
Yeah. Or your daughter.
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, anybody.
So if you're in town and you're wandering the streets, you go out for lunch or breakfast or whatever, feel free to come on in the Secret Garden. We are, again, on Dolores between 5th and 6th. If you want to give a call, you have a question or need directions, it's 831-624-4955. And we thought this would be a really great Sunday to kick it off on Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What do you envision for our future?
I see that being with and playing and sharing these magnificent healing instruments, the crystal medicine singing bowls, that people wake up, acknowledge that they have worth, they can make a difference, wake up in that area, that we just start sharing ourselves, our authentic selves with integrity and love and compassion, and so that you know, our grandkids can have this wonderful world.
What is your all-time favorite book?
My all-time favorite book. I don't remember the author, but it was called The Medicine Dream.
Oh.
And it was about this woman. She actually lives in Santa Cruz. On just this all-American Caucasian woman, and she befriends these two spiritual native people, and they take her under their wings as an apprentice, and the journeys and just her adventures and coming back to, okay, great, okay, take their kids and go to school and, you know, try to better myself, and then go back out and experience this whole nother universe and the earth and the sacredness. And it was a wonderful, wonderful book.
Do you remember about how old you were when you read that?
It's probably about 34.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very inspiring. Like, wow, I can do that.
There you go.
I don't have, you know, native blood. I didn't grow around that, but yeah. I've always had this wonderful connection. And I'm just an ordinary woman that's discovering that I have something extraordinary to share.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins with myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so what are you reading now?
What am I reading now? Let's see, I'm thinking about the pile of the books on the side of the bed, right? Yeah. I picked up this book by Lynn Andrews a long time ago, and it was The Dark Sister.
Oh.
You know, it was given to me as a gift, and in fact, Lynn even signed it. And I started to read it, and you know when it just doesn't connect at that time? And sometimes books have a habit of jumping out when you need to read it.
That is so true.
Yeah, right? Yes. Yeah. So I'm just starting to delve back into it. And it's, you know, about discovering our sacred shadow side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Lynn Andrews.
Lynn Andrews, yes. Yeah. The Dark Sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a delight having you on the show today. I'm so glad you took the time to be here and share yourself.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I am just really, like I told you before the interview, is like part of me is just jumping up and down like, this is great. And the other part is, okay, great, ground. And okay,
let's go.
Let's get it out there. So just really thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for all your listeners. And I hope you show up on Friday. And again, and I'll be back at the store on Saturday also.
That's right.
Yeah, to hang out for a couple hours with your bowls and come and play. I just love to share that. And you'll be totally trained.
Yeah.
And yeah, you may even connect with a bowl.
That's right. So just to mention that again, Valley Francis, our guest today in studio, will be at the store on Friday, May 16th, beginning at 6 p.m. in the evening. That's for a private group in the Secret Garden in the Dome to do work with the bowls, blessing, cleansing, healing. And then on Saturday, she'll be here again in the Secret Garden from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, just to, on an informal basis, kind of work with people and share a little bit of what the bowls can do hands-on. So keep that in mind. And we also have events going on throughout, but we're taking a little bit of a break from events in June at the bookstore. And then, you know, we've just had Elizabeth Murray, local author and artist, who was my guest last week in the studio here on Simple Life, her latest book, Living Life in Full Bloom. So there are signed copies left in the store if you didn't get yours, or perhaps you wanted to have one for a gift for someone else. Also to mention, you know, there's a sale going on right now. We don't normally do this, but in honor of Mother's Day and grads, and we have crystal specimens on sale. Buy one and the second is half off. And then crystal pendants and jewelry necklaces are marked up to 50% off in the store. So it might be time for you to come in and get one of those stones that you've been looking at for so long. Come on in, find something that you can't live without, and we'll be happy to help you. Thanks so much for listening today, and I will be here with you next Saturday, and I'm looking forward to more on Simple Life. Take care.